and found it appropriate to dedicate this episode to Pat.
Good day. This is Avalon.
And Edward.
And this is
Life. Today, which is episode 10.
10.
10.
10.
10. 10. 10. We will be discussing some matters about grief, some ideas maybe on how to deal with grief, and the stigma of, oh, you're too young to worry about that. The planning.
Yes, it's not a taboo subject at all. It's part of
life.
It's like we planned that or something.
Almost. I know that you recently have lost a family member.
Yes.
Older, but still unexpected.
Yes.
But we wanted to talk about the way to deal with grief. There's so many ways. It goes back to the individual. People deal with grief in so many ways. There's no right or wrong way to deal with grief, per se. I mean, you know, unless you go out and cause harm. But,
that's not usually a good way, is it?
Some people cry. Some people laugh, find humor in what they can. Some people shrink away from the world, and others go out and live it a little bit more.
There's never a time limit. Some people grieve right away, out of shock, even if you're expecting it. Some people take weeks or months to feel or express grief. And some people take years before it actually hits. Something I learned from my mother, because I never knew my grandmother, is it never goes away. It's something that you carry with you every day, especially when it's a parent or a child. Those closest relationships are what I have found from others to be the most difficult situations. I mean, I know you and your family have had things that have happened with grief and still affect in your life today.
Very true. We lost some children at a very young age, and it was close to 30 years ago now. To be honest, I think about them quite often. So, memories, naturally, we want to keep them. They're good. But understand, you need to deal with the grief in some way, form, or fashion. Talking about it, finding a release. If you have no one to talk about and you have a healthcare system, more than likely they've got somebody that you can talk to. Talking, to me, usually seems the best way to get it out. Just sharing a memory or sharing how hard it hurts. There's no reason to think anyone, especially you macho guys, that you can't cry. Ridiculous. We're all human and we all have emotions. You have to sometimes be vulnerable to find that outlet.
Right. And it's human. There's nothing wrong about it. It's natural. I mean, you have a pet. You're allowed to cry if the pet passes away or something happens that you know that it's time to put it down. There's nothing wrong with having those emotions. It's part of the circle of life, the circle of emotions, to feel. And talking absolutely is one of the best ways. I'll tell you another one that affected me was my grandfather. When he passed, when I went back to my grandparents' house, my grandmother was still alive, and I stood in the yard and I looked at the garden he had, the buildings he had built, you know, the animals that he had had, and I stopped and I celebrated with myself in the yard, yay, of going, he lived, he did this. Why not celebrate it? Why not talk about it? He had his own very special, for lack of a better word, blessed life that he created himself. Of the things that he created himself, coming to this country at 12 years old, not knowing the language, and all of the things that he was able to build from scratch and with his family. It was an opportunity for me to stop and look and celebrate, instead of just thinking about me and missing him and feeling bad that he wasn't around to share those things. Because everybody has different beliefs. I'll share my belief, but I believe that they're around. I believe they're just a spoken word away from us. Not everybody has that belief. That's just my personal belief.
It's how you deal with it that counts. It's how you deal with it to keep yourself sane and healthy. You are the only one that can prioritize and put into place how you're feeling. You're the only one that can express how you're feeling and express it in the ways that you can express it. Not everybody can express it with tears or laughter. Some may express it with some anger. Some may express it with closing in on themselves from the world. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's different And if you know someone that's out there grieving right now, be that friend. Just know how much that means to know that someone's around, even if they don't want to talk, but they know that somebody cares. That's very important when it comes to grieving, is knowing that you have somebody out there that cares. Family, friends, random strangers. It's amazing sometimes the people you find in this world that can be an angel.
And also listening to the stories of someone who's gone through it, even if they're repeating the same story. Sometimes that's just their method of getting through their grief and getting through that hard part in their life. It is difficult. Difficult to grasp, difficult to put in words when someone's going through a grief.
And one thing to keep in mind, you're never too young to plan for tomorrow, plan for 10 years down the road. You may be listening to us and thinking, well, I'm 32 years old. I'm in perfect health. We've all heard the stories of that perfect health person taking a run and dropping dead of a heart attack at 41 years old. You never know. That's the thing about life. We don't know if we have tomorrow. So we celebrate life today. Celebrating also means be prepared. This taboo or thought pattern that we have that, oh, well, I don't need to worry about that until I'm 60 or I'm 65. There is nothing wrong with a 25-year-old person, a 35-year-old person, etc. Just simply jotting down some notes that they keep in a safe place on what their wishes and thoughts may be in case something happens. A DNR, a do not resuscitate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are your beliefs? Do you want to be kept alive on a respirator? These are things that your family should know about and have documentation to back up your wishes. These are your wishes. That also helps in the grieving process for the family and the friends nearby, is knowing that they're at least following your wishes as well. It's part of the closure.
You think about, I mean, just like you're saying...
Thunder.
Very interesting that there's thunder going on as we're doing this podcast. The thing to think about, too, is you can have a freak accident. You can have a car accident, an elevator shaft. You can fall the piano as you're walking down the sidewalk. No, that's Bugs Bunny. but something unexpected could happen as a young person as well. Just like Edward said, is having some sort of plan in place, simple plan, having your passwords locked up in a diary for someone who can help get through all of your important documents, and even having a one-sheet will.
A living will. I had that in the military. You have a living will. I might be alive, but at least it gives...
It worked.
It at least gives some directions in case of something sudden happening. We just cannot live as if we are indestructible and will never die. I've had cousins die at the ages of 8 and 12. We surely don't think they were believing they were going to die that day. It happens.
Another one is children. Even if it's a one-page document of your wishes for a child, they're able to get your finances, they're able to get your things, or who would be in charge should something happen to you, who's going to take care of your child.
Where's your child going to live?
Yeah, so even some of those basic things to have in place, somebody knows your wishes of what it is that you want and or need. It's important. And along with these lines, I'm going to give one of my pieces of advice. My father passed when he was just 64, and I say just 64. He had a wonderful life, and it was only 4 years after my grandmother passed, which seems like too short of a span in between two lives of a mother and a child. But the thing in that short span that I learned, and I would implore other people, enjoy every minute. Take those vacations, take those weekends, take that minute when you think, oh, I should make a phone call. Oh, I get too busy. You know what? That 30 seconds, you will never regret of picking up the phone and saying, I don't have a minute, but I just wanted to say hi. I love you. Hi, we're okay. You can't live with the regrets. You can't have somebody's passing leave you with a regret in your own life.
Or in today's world, a text. Just something. I get a daily text from my mother, who's in well into the 70s. She walks, and it's a simple text every day. Just the amount of miles that she's walked that morning. Nothing more, nothing less. But my reply of awesome or simple thumbs up to that is the reply that she's looking for, just to know that her son cares. It's the effort that needs to be taken, because a simple text or that 30-second phone call is something that will last until the next phone call. Don't put off to tomorrow. Understand that we all don't have tomorrow necessarily. It's just a matter of enjoying and living life today. Plan for tomorrow. Don't think you're dying today, but plan for tomorrow, but live today.
With that, people who have dealt with long-term illnesses, we know that that can be difficult as well, as we've also seen our own family members and have gone through those struggles. Just because they don't remember you every time you walk in to their house or where they may be cared for, doesn't mean that there's something in them, in their heart, that doesn't know who you are. And yes, it can be extremely difficult because you have to possibly pass by other people who are in situations like that. It's still a friend or a family, and it's what I would call doing the right thing because you are extending yourself to share the love and share a moment. And who knows? They might remember later that day that you came by and visited. It's the idea of not living with a burden and regrets, and what would you want in your place? If you were in that situation, you would hope, I would think, you would hope that somebody's going to take the time and visit you and not be afraid that you are not well, that you're dying, that they're somehow going to get your illness. It's okay. It's part of life is death. Back to the children, because I like to talk about the children. Children at 3 years old start to understand what death is, from stepping on an ant to a spider to a fly, to start asking those questions that sometimes adults aren't sure how to deal with. And sometimes it's asking them back, well, what do you think? And making them comfortable to have emotions and feelings around death and mortality. It's interesting when a child asks questions about a parent. Are you going to be there? Or how long are you going to be there? And, you know, parents say what they need to say for the moment until the child comes into a time where they experience a death. It's not something to shelter a child from either. Their developmental mind is much better off understanding these things than waiting until they're an adult and being forced into a situation of dealing with emotions that are beyond what they can understand. It's important to allow those conversations to happen and not ignore them or change the subject, but just listen and have conversations, just like adults. I mean, children are little people.
Continue people's legacies. There's nothing better than being able to share the good times that you had with a parent, an uncle, a best friend, with the others that knew them, or the younger generation that didn't hardly know them or didn't get to see them at all. These relatives and these friends can live on through your memories, stories, laughs, maybe some heartaches even. But that's how you keep a legacy going. The legacy is the memories. Yes, there might be people in power or powerful positions that create law, or they create different avenues of political roadways. Sure, that can be a legacy, but the truest legacy is the connections that you've made in life, the people that you've put a smile on their face, a little warmth in their heart, and the family that you are a part of or create. Keep their legacy alive. I'm fortunate enough to where I knew 5 of my great-grandparents up until my right around 20 to 26, 27 years old. Those legacies I get to pass on forever. Who knows? Maybe my great-grandchildren hear one of those stories. And that means that legacy is continued, and a part of them at least know a piece of a 4th or 5th or 6th great-grandparent. That's legacy. Legacy is the connections that you've made. Pass it along. That'll help you with the grieving as well. Keep that memory going. Talk about it to family and friends and let them know it's okay to talk. There's people out there to listen.
I sometimes say I wish we lived for 200 years, because by the time that you start to have questions about where you came from, be it your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, in the last centuries where we've all been moving to different countries and different places and exploring and traveling like we never have before, what are we made of? And by the time you're ready to ask those questions, sometimes those people aren't there anymore. I'll give a little tidbit that I am very lucky about, that I had asked Pap to write a few notes that one day that I can share when my children are 30. Fortunately, I found the book and he wrote several pages, 38 or 49 or something like that. I can pass on his words directly, not just my story, but his story from him. And I'm so lucky to have that. So if you want something like that from somebody, get it today. Don't wait.
Live today, plan for tomorrow. Today's guaranteed. You're here. You're listening. 2 minutes from now is not. But live for the moment. Find your inner peace and keep legacies alive. So that'll do it for us today. We want to thank you again for listening. And as we always say, think local, act local.
Question the narrative.
Thank you for your time.
Don't forget to subscribe.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live, and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimoff Entertainment International.